So then why is it that, you know, even President Trump's former Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams, said that people will die with the decision of not using mRNA vaccines for viruses like COVID and the flu? There's been a lot of scientists, a lot of doctors who have disagreed. So where is the disconnect with the science?
Well, first of all, what expert says is not science, you know, and we have to get away from that. We were told during COVID, trust the experts. But trusting the experts is not a feature of either science or democracy. It's a feature of totalitarianism and of religion. With science, there's always questions, and we're always encouraged to ask them. Science is always evolving. In terms of the critiques of the former Surgeon General, I haven't spoken to him. I don't know what he had in mind when he made those statements. It may be that he was reacting to press accounts that described what we're doing in much more expansively than what we're actually doing. Otherwise, I would just say that he is not reading the science. As I said, there's over 5,000 peer-reviewed studies now that that chronicle in detail the injuries from the COVID vaccines, and these include very serious injuries, and particularly to young people from myocarditis and pericarditis, and blood clots and aneurysms.